This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. There is a report of another slaughter of innocent civilians in Syria, in western Idlib province. A Syrian war monitor says 13 people, including 7 children and 3 women, were killed in what it called a horrific massacre. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights charges the attack was conducted by Bashar al-Assad's warplanes and helicopters. Syria has been devastated by civil war since 2011, and Idlib province has repeatedly been the scene of heavy civilian bloodshed. Here in the United States, it has been no doubt a nervous night for people in Southern California after 2 major earthquakes jolted much of the state. Measured at 6.4 on Thursday and 7.1 on Friday, the 2 shocks were the area's largest in at least 20 years. The first one was centered in the Mojave Desert, the second not far away in the town of Ridgecrest on the edge of Death Valley, about 200 kilometers northeast of Los Angeles. Several thousand homes were without power. Daybreak could bring with it additional signs of damage. So far, only minor injuries reported. California Governor Gavin Newsom has put his state's Office of Emergency Services on its highest alert level.
That we can't have more large earthquakes. The largest aftershock on average to a 7.1 would be about a magnitude 6. So another magnitude 6 similar to yesterday's earthquake in size would be...
African officials are in Niger's capital, Niamey, this weekend for an African Union summit. 50 heads of state and foreign ministers are expected to take part in Sunday's meeting on the African Continental Free Trade Area. By integrating economies and reducing trade barriers, the pact is aimed at increasing employment opportunities, living standards, and opportunities for the continent's 1.2 billion people. This is VOA News. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro viewed a military parade to mark the country's Independence Day on Friday. This as the embattled socialist leader comes under mounting criticism for using brutal tactics to crush his political opposition. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, has issued a scathing report accusing Venezuela's security forces of more than 5,000 killings last year.
A report notes attacks against actual or perceived political opponents and human rights defenders, ranging from threats and smear campaigns to arbitrary detention, torture and ill treatment, sexual violence, killings and enforced disappearance.
Venezuela's Deputy Foreign Minister William Castillo fired back, saying the report failed to reflect the reality in Venezuela. The United States next week will consult with the United Nations Nuclear Agency over the latest developments in the Iran crisis. Certain to be included, Tehran's announcement it intends to raise its level of uranium enrichment this weekend. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
The International Atomic Energy Agency has granted the U.S. request for a meeting slated for this coming Wednesday. This week, the agencies are stockpiling low-enriched uranium, and Tehran says it will continue to do so, hoping to force an easing of economic sanctions reimposed after the U.S. pulled out of the 2015 nuclear deal. Tensions have been on the rise and are escalating over a new incident in which authorities in Gibraltar detained a supertanker suspected of violating the embargo against shipping Iranian oil to Syria. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. President Donald Trump says he's considering issuing an executive order to add a question, "Are you a U.S. citizen?" to the 2020 census form. The question has not been asked by census takers in this country for more than half a century. Here's AP's Mark Sherman.
The census is held once every 10 years, and it's used to distribute seats in the House of Representatives among the states, and it's used to distribute hundreds of billions of dollars a year in federal money. The Census Bureau itself has said that adding a citizenship question to the census would have the effect of depressing immigrant participation and also participation of Hispanics.
UN agencies are calling for the release of all refugees and migrants from detention centers in Libya. This comes in the wake of Tuesday's airstrike on a migrant holding center outside Tripoli, when more than 50 people, including 6 children, were killed. The United Nations and the African Union are calling for an independent investigation to learn who was responsible for that bloodshed. This is VOA News.